This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types: antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what are the cognitive and emotional processing characteristics that we see with antisocial personality disorder? I'm going to refer to antisocial personality disorder as APD. And really, this is a combination of two separate questions submitted by subscribers, one about the emotional processing and one about the cognitive. So APD is a mental health disorder characterized by a number of potential symptoms, including lack of remorse, low empathy, a disregard for individuals' safety, mistreatment of individuals, repeatedly engaging activities that could be grounds for arrest, lying, fighting, and a lot of other symptoms that have an impact on society and, of course, on the individual. And, of course, we usually think of this impact as negative. APD has been associated with a lower level of agreeableness and conscientiousness on the five-factor model, but it's not clear how it relates to openness to experience, extroversion, or neuroticism. It may have associations with certain facets on those traits, but it doesn't appear to have a strong association at the trait level for those traits. Now, in terms of the emotional processing for APD, APD has been associated with a lower level of control over emotions and a lower level of insight into emotions. Also, we see a decreased ability to experience what are referred to as complex emotions, specifically guilt, trust, respect, and closeness. Now, findings in terms of APD and anxiety are mixed. Some studies show that individuals with APD have lower anxiety response, a lower level of anxiety. Other research shows that individuals with APD are much more likely to have anxiety. And some research indicates that 50 to 70% of individuals with APD will develop an anxiety disorder at some point in their life. Now, in terms of cognitive processing, I'll start with memory. Individuals with APD have a greater risk of experiencing difficulty recalling emotional information. And they tend to have a fairly good memory when it comes to negative affect, negative emotion, but a poor memory for positive emotions. Also, we see that individuals with APD inaccurately assess threats and have a diminished fear response. They also tend to have increased impulsivity, specifically looking at facets like lack of premeditation and high sensation seeking. Now, when we talk about APD, it's important to note that there is comorbidity with this disorder, and specifically related to emotional and cognitive processing. It's important to realize the role of substance use disorders and APD. 85% of individuals with antisocial personality disorder will have a comorbid substance use disorder. And we know that substance use disorders are connected with, are associated with, difficulties with emotional processing and cognitive processing. So it could be that with antisocial personality disorder, we see these deficits in emotional and cognitive processing. And it could also be that the substance use disorders play a significant role in this too. And with comorbidity as high as 85%, as I mentioned, it's really difficult to differentiate what's causing the processing difficulties. We do see, even individuals who only have antisocial personality disorder, some of these deficits. But when you add substance use disorders in, it does become more complex to figure this out.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.